The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Sean McGovern, one of the senior members of the Kinahan cartel, is currently in the air being extradited to Ireland from the United Arab Emirates. This evening, McGovern is due to appear before the Special Criminal Court to be remanded in custody pending trial for murder and organised crime related to the Kinahan-Hutch feud. Editor of Crime with the Irish Sun and co-author with John Hand of the book Kinahan Assassins, subtitled The Ruthless Hit Squads Who Brought Terror to Dublin Streets and How They Were Stopped, Stephen Breen joins me now. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Pat.
How significant is this, an extradition from the UAE to Ireland?
Pat, I think it's a hugely significant development as part of the Gardaí's ongoing efforts to dismantle the Kinahan organised crime group. You have Sean McGovern, who is considered as number three in that organisation behind Daniel Kinahan and Thomas Kavanagh. And the fact that he has been in Dubai since 2017, he's regarded as Daniel Kinahan's closest advisor. He's the man people go to if they want to get to Daniel Kinahan. And the fact that he was even arrested in Dubai last year and the fact that he's now on his way back to Ireland shows that Dubai isn't a safe haven for people like McGovern and those involved in organised crime. And I think it shows the willingness that was put in the securing agreements between the Gardaí, the Department of Justice, the Department of Foreign Affairs. And after many months of negotiations, which were kick-started by the former Assistant Commissioner, John O'Driscoll, who sadly passed away, we now have this huge development where Sean McGovern is coming back to Ireland, where he's going to stand trial for murder and also directing the activities of an organised crime gang. So, hugely successful operation for the Gardaí.
Now, what about the rest of them who are out in Dubai? Or are they all still in Dubai or have they moved on?
Yeah, well, the belief is that the senior members of that organisation, Daniel Kinahan and his father and his brother, who are remain the subject of $5 million rewards for information leading to their capture, are still in Dubai. Obviously, the world is now a smaller place and they won't have many options available to them because of the increased security concerns around their ongoing activities and the fact that you still have them in Dubai. But I think they will see this as a very worrying development for them, because when they wake up this morning, their closest advisor, McGovern, is on his way back to Ireland, and it shows them as well, even though they've been there since 2017, that perhaps Dubai isn't the safe haven that they once thought it was. And it's just a waiting game to see what happens with them. But also there are ongoing investigations into the Kinahan group. Daniel Kinahan especially remains the focus of a major Garda investigation. A file is currently with the DPP on his alleged activities. So if there is an outcome once that file has been examined by the DPP, it could also lead to his extradition back to Ireland.
Now, the DPP, when examining a file, has got to come to a conclusion that a successful prosecution is likely to ensue, and clearly they believe this in the case of Sean McGovern. They have yet to reach that conclusion in relation to the others. So talk to me about Sean McGovern himself. What is he likely to face in the Special Criminal Court later on this evening?
Well, when Sean McGovern appears in court later, Pat, he's going to be charged with five different offences. And three of those offences relate to the murder of Noel Kirwan in December 2016. Noel Kirwan is an innocent grandfather, not involved in the feud in any way. He simply was photographed attending Eddie Hutch's funeral. And that's why the Kinahans targeted him. He's also facing another two charges in relation to the attempted murder of James Gately. And that happened in April 2017 when Estonian hitman Imre Arrakis came to Ireland with a view to try and kill Gately. He was subsequently arrested. And then also in 2017, of May of that year, there was also a plot to kill James Gately. Now, senior figures like Patrick Keating are already in jail in relation to that offence. So you have McGovern being charged with murder, directing the activities of an organised crime gang and participating in an organised crime gang. So very serious offences, but obviously the most serious one is the fact that he's charged with the murder of Noel Kirwan.
A successful murder conviction, of course, by the state means life in prison.
It does. It's a life sentence, a mandatory life sentence. And McGovern would become the 10th member of the Kinahan organised crime group if he was convicted of murder to be serving life. And since the feud at the Regency, and of course, McGovern himself was injured in the Regency Hotel incident. He was shot in the leg and, you know, he's well known to Gardaí. But if he is convicted of murder, it will be a very serious conviction for him.
Now, they had he'd already been targeted by the Criminal Assets Bureau, isn't that so?
Yeah, well, he's lost his house in Crumlin. The Criminal Assets Bureau took his house. They also took the business that him and Liam Byrne were running, the car business as well, from him. He also had very close connections to a UK criminal called James Mulvey, and James Mulvey had actually funded part of his home in Crumlin. So he has been the focus of major investigations over the years, and even from the Criminal Assets Bureau, you have the Criminal Assets Bureau asserting at the High Court that, you know, McGovern was a very serious and senior figure within the Kinahan organised crime group. So it's a multiple range of investigations that are targeting him for the sole purpose because of his involvement in serious and organised crime.
Now, do we have any idea the kind of life he was living in Dubai before his arrest? And, you know, how does that contrast with where he came from?
Well, he came from Crumlin. I spoke to a former football coach who used to manage him when he was younger, and the football coach was telling me that McGovern was very quiet. He was very unassuming. He came from a decent family. His father tried to keep him away from organised crime, but apparently he was influenced by the Byrnes, by Liam Byrne especially. He got involved in crime, was driving the flash car, and, you know, before the Regency Hotel, he was photographed sitting alongside Daniel Kinahan at various boxing events, going to Ibiza on holidays and living the high life in Spain. But since Dubai, you know, before Dubai, he would have had a social media presence, especially from his partner as well, you know, showing him leading the high life. But since he moved to Dubai in 2017, and I think he's one of the only people from that Kinahan organised crime group who were personally invited to Dubai by Daniel Kinahan to make a life there, because obviously they knew that he was under serious investigation. But in Dubai, it was the lifestyle that they have been enjoying since 2017, and just leading the high life and enjoying the sun.
Yeah, but Dubai is not necessarily a place you want to spend the rest of your life there. I mean, it's a strange enough society. I mean, there probably are many expats there they could socialise with, but there's no rocking down to the pub and having a few pints on a Friday night.
No, it's not a normal life. And you have to remember that they're from Ireland and they were essentially living in the desert. Because they were Sean McGovern as well was subject to a European arrest warrant, so he couldn't go anywhere in Europe. And then you have the American government getting involved with the Gardaí in terms of their investigations into the Kinahan group. So the world became a smaller place for him. But in Dubai, in those summers, that was their life. And obviously watching over their shoulders as well. And he would have been aware of the investigations into him by the Gardaí. And it must have been a big shock to him as well to see the fact that he was actually arrested last October and then held in custody. Now, when he was in custody, he was fighting that extradition. He's since lost that appeal, and not just a shock to him, but also to the wider criminal grouping, that if you go to Dubai, you may enjoy the sunshine for different periods of time, but there's always the chance, especially with this extradition, that you could be held, arrested and put back on a plane to Ireland.
Stephen Breen, a crime editor with the Irish Sun, co-author with John Hand of the book Kinahan Assassins. Stephen, thank you very much for joining us. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.